Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 25th, 2023. This morning I will talk about temple abandonment. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Almighty Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, truth and justice are yours because you tabernacle with us, offering your presence, guidance, and strength. Forgive our hardened hearts, closed minds, and grasping fingers. Lead us where you would want us to go. Thank you for your everlasting spirit, the hope of our future with you, and every imaginable blessing. In the power of your Holy Spirit, teach us your ways, remind us of your word, and help us to be fully present to those around us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. In John 2:19 and 20 we read, Jesus answered them, Destroy the temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, It has taken 46 years to build the temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God among us. For the Jew, God's presence was associated with the Shekinah cloud, found presumably in the Jerusalem temple. This is why temple sacrifices were important. The sacrifices were presented directly to God. When Jesus spoke about destroying the Jerusalem temple, the Jewish people would think about the Shekinah cloud and their sacrifices. For the Sadducees, the high priestly class, it was a threat to their livelihood and the livelihood of many people in and around Jerusalem providing animals for sacrifice. It would be like threatening to shut down Wall Street in New York City or the casinos in Las Vegas. Some scholars have suggested that Jesus was crucified not so much for claiming to be the Son of God as for clearing the temple marketplace and threatening to destroy the temple. Yoder would add that Jesus' life was threatened because he advocated Jubilee, an important reference of which was found in Isaiah 61 verse 2, the text referenced in Jesus' call sermon. Jubilee implied 4 prescriptions. First, leaving the soil fallow. Second, remission of debts. Third, liberation of slaves. Fourth, the return of each individual his family's property. 3 out of 4 prescriptions would sound highly contentious to the ruling class in Jerusalem. Think about the stir created recently in Washington as the president has advocated forgiving, that is, remitting, student loan debt. Temple abandonment is a phrase that implies that God is withdrawing his presence, a sort of divine curse, or dark night of the soul. King David spoke of the same concept when he wrote, Cast me not from your presence, take not your Holy Spirit from me. This is Psalm 51, verse 11. David had witnessed firsthand how withdrawing God's presence from King Saul had left him a tormented individual and how he eventually lost his kingship. In Luke's writing, temple abandonment is hinted at many times, but let me focus on just 2, the tearing of the curtain in the temple during the crucifixion and the stoning of Stephen that was precipitated by the accusation that he repeated Jesus' statement about destroying the temple. Strictly speaking, the tearing of the curtain in the temple was temple abandonment because access to God no longer was restricted by priests in the temple, but it was not abandonment of the faithful. It was more of a change in access to the Holy Spirit, much like when Jesus declared people's sins to be forgiven. Forgiveness of sins was previously only available via temple sacrifice. Nevertheless, access to God could no longer be rationed out by temple priests. Absolute destruction of the temple was the ultimate threat to Jewish priests, not only because it put them out of a job, but because the Jewish faith required sacrifices that could no longer be made, and because the temple was an enduring reminder of the divinic kingdom. How could God's Messiah restore the Jewish kingdom if its most important symbol was destroyed? Even Jesus' own disciples asked the risen Christ, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? This is Acts 1, verse 6. The phrase, The Dark Night of the Soul is attributed to St. John of the Cross, who was a Spanish mystic and Carmelite priest during the Counter-Reformation period. This Dark Night of the Soul presumably arises when God cloaks his presence from us to test to see if we are truly love him, not just seeking after his blessings. Zimmerman writes, "The purpose of these trials, however, is not to throw the soul into despair, but to wean it from all comfort so as to leave it with no other support other than God himself." In the context of discussing temple abandonment, God's withdrawal from the temple should be seen as a teaching moment, not total abandonment, much like the period of the wilderness pilgrimage. Obviously, when the Apostle Paul wrote, "Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you," the comment suggested that the Jewish temple was no longer the symbol of God's presence that it once was. If your body is designed to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, then failing to invite the Holy Spirit is tantamount to inviting demonic possession, a practical result of temple abandonment. The ultimate statement of temple abandonment arose in Jesus' prophecy on the Mount of Olives that anticipated the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple by the Romans, which took place in AD 70. The temple was never rebuilt, which denied biblical Judaism adherents the ability to perform required sacrifices. Rabbinic Judaism, which was formalized about 400 years after Christ, was an attempt to fill in this gap. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.